Parshas Truma, Parshas Zohar, which there's a mitzvah, the reisa of Zohoras Asher Esolach HaAmalek, Zechiras, Mechias HaAmalek, to remember what Amalek did and to destroy them. And the truth is that really is a chelik of the Mechiyah is remembering what they did. As Shmuel said, "Bekaditis asher esalachol amalek b'derech," that a chelik of the Mechiyah is to remember what they did wrong, and then to destroy them. The shaila is, what was so terrible about Amalek? We've had a lot of people that persecuted the Yidden and started up with the Yidden over the course of the generations, the last 3,000 years. The shaila is, why is Amalek so terrible? Why they, specifically them? Ein akisei shalem, ein Hashem shalem. Until we're meichas shmoi shel Amalek, it's one of the mitzvahs when you come to Eretz Yisrael to be meichas Amalek. Beis Hashem Mashiach comes, be meichas Amalek. Vasefes, why dafka them? The Mitzrayim that threw us into the Yam, and they, the Melech was bathed in 150, the blood of 150 tirekis every day in the morning and afternoon. That not the. The Inquisition with Spain, that not, maybe that wasn't in the Torah, it's afterwards, the Holocaust, it's terrible things. Amalek, who started up with us, then there's the Chiyuv of Mechias Amalek. So the truth is really, it doesn't in the Psukim. The Psukim say what the issue with Amalek is. Zechoras asher asolacha Amalek b'derech b'teischam b'mitzrayim, asher korcho b'derech. They were mekar us b'derech. That's the way that the Torah defines what they did wrong, which Rashi brings down a few different shatim. But they made it kar, they cooled it down. What did they cool down? They cooled down the yira that all the different umays had from Klal Yisrael after they left Mitzrayim, this dazzling display of miracles. And everybody was scared. Tipol aleim imasav afachad. And comes along Amalek, and he jumps in, and you're right, he got burnt. He jumps into the boiling bath, he got burnt, but he cools it down for everybody else. It's the hepech of Yerushalayim, as it continues, the pasuk says, "Vayizaneiv b'chol kol anechashalim acharecho, v'ato yifei yogeya, v'lo yarei elihim." Who is lo yarei? Who is lo yarei elikim? Amalek, says Rashi, that Amalek was not yarei elikim. That it's the lack of Yerushalayim, which goes together with Asher Karcho. In other words, being not only that they don't have Yerushalayim, but it's they're makar the Yerushalayim for everybody else. And somebody that goes, their whole mohos is to be Makar Yerushalayim. The people that want to get rid of the Yidden. It could be that the Germans are the same mohos also. That's what some say, that it's Kabbalah, that they're Amalek. But that was what Hitler, Yimach Shemar, wrote, that the Yidden are the conscience of the world. In other words, that because of the Yidden, there's such a Muslim as Yerushalayim in the world. That's exactly what Amalek doesn't want. Amalek doesn't want the Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is that, I mean, it's a story that I've said many times, but I think it's such a tremendous lesson. That Rav Volbe was once together with a bunch of his former Talmidim, his alumni from Be'er Yaakov, and he asked them if you could sum up in one sentence the purpose of the message of all the shmuzim that I gave over the years that you were in Be'er Yaakov. If you could sum it all up in one sentence, what would it be? So this one said this, and this one said that. He wasn't satisfied. He says, if I had to tell you in one sentence or less what the tachlis of all the shmuzin that I gave was, to give over the message and that ruchnius is a mitzius no less than gashmius. Ruchnius is a reality no less than gashmius. And every time a person does a mitzvah, he's inscribed to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he gets close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his shefa comes down from the shamayim, and a person does a chas v'shalom, does an aviro, he's marchik himself. And it's real. It's real. It's as real as the table in front of us, as the shtender in front of us. That means that's really a good description of what Yerushalayim is. Yerushalayim is that Ruchnius is real. Aver is real. Mitzvah is real. When a person would really think that, if a person would really realize that every time he chas v'chalil did an Avera, he would get a mechitza between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't know how fast he would do an Avera. But a person, it's not, unfortunately, it's not so real to many people. And a person has to be amal to get Yerushalayim. That's what Amalek was against. Ruchnius is not a reality. There's no such thing as Ruchnius. It's not. It's all about Gashmius. It's all about Zerik Miles, Choytech Miles, Vizorkin Klapim Bala. Take the mitzvah and they throw it up against. It's nothing. What's Ruchnius? Ruchnius is it's all a joke. That's what they refer to Betzem as a letz. And the pasuk pesi taka letz. The pasuk refers to Amalek as a letz. What's a letz? That's Mesil Sharm says. Mesil Sharm says in Mafside Hazihirus. He says that there's three things that are mafsid zahirus. Harish ha'echod u'atipol v'atir l'alamitz. A person is pasha busy, and therefore he has no time to think about zahirus. Hashini ha'schoik v'alatzin. Hashlishi ha'chavaro. He says in Adavar him echol echod. He talks about atipol v'atir l'alamitz. A person is very busy. He says the taka takes up a lot of a person's time, but it's not so hard to deal with. He says, Zeh ha'mafsid ha'fishu ha'yeser klali. The most general mafsid. It's the easiest to get out of. Designate a certain amount of time that you're going to spend, a week, a month, a day, and you'll already have time to think about it. Make a cheshbon nefesh. Ach hasheni, hinei ukoshim oid. Puat schoik va'alotzin. Lotzin, schoik, leitzonis is terrible. It's mamish a yam. Mishu tevea bom, ukemishu tevea bayam, a gondosh a koshim oid limalot jimenu. It's very difficult to get out of leitzonis. And he says, Zahiris means paying attention and being medactic. The whole mahos of leitzonis is keneged yiro. A person gives a shmooze and everybody's in the surf in the shmooze, and a guy gets up and he says, "Ah, did you see that the darshan, his hat was on backwards?" What does that have to do with anything that he said? Doesn't make a difference. He made a litanis of it, and that's it. The whole shmuz is out the window. The whole his service for Yerushalayim is out the window. That's the nekuda of Amalek, and that's the litanis of Amalek, and that's the korcho baderech, the makar, the Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is to be a bissel varmkeit in Yiddishkeit, is to, a person should be misur, and kvirus is Amalek. Amalek is makarit. And where does it play out, Lamaisa? Where does it play out, Lamaisa, by us? We have this issue of Leitzanis. We have this issue of Amalek. So it's actually interesting in the Aftero of Parshat Zohar, after Shmuel's Mitzava tells Shaul HaMelech to wipe out Amalek. So sure enough, Shaul goes and he wipes out Amalek. And he thought he's Mekayim, the tzivei v'chadosh baruch hu in ganzen. Not only that, he's v'yavoi Shmuel al Shaul v'yom lo Shaul baruch ato al Hashem hakimaisi es devar Hashem. He tells Shmuel Anavi, he says, "Az mekayim devar Hashem." I remember hearing from Avdruk, from Mordechai Druk, that's 20 years ago. I think he was moitzi shem shamayim on what he said. He said shem hakimaisi es devar Hashem. Yavam Hashem that he was being mekayim devar Hashem, and Shmuel takes him to task. He says, "What?" He says, "Mekol asen azeh ba'oznoi." And let me tell you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you kept the choicest animals as a carbon. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a carbon. And he says, HaChefetz LaHashem Ba'olis Uzvochim Kishmoy V'Kol Hashem. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want carbonis as much as he wants a person to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam? He says, "Hini shmoya mizevach toiv lakshim mechel avilim." To listen to Ribbono Shel Olam is much better than a carbon. Ki chatas kesem meri, v'avoyin shofim atzer. He says, "Ki chatas kesem meri." Rebelliousness, to rebel against Ribbono Shel Olam, is the chet of kesem. What's kesem? Bilam was a kesem. Witchcraft, magic, black magic, witchcraft. It's similar. Rebelling against Ribbono Shel Olam is similar to witchcraft. What's the shaykhaz b'chol? What's the connection? Ki chatas kesem meri. Rebelliousness, to rebel against Ribbono Shel Olam is like the chatas, is like a chet of witchcraft, sorcery. So Rav Alba says, he says, what's the difference between a Navi and a kesem? What's the difference between somebody that has real nevuah from the Ribbono Shel Olam and somebody that has black magic? Black magic is not like they nowadays, they, you know, you could put the card and pull it out from a guy's ear. In the olden days, they had the real deal. Real deal black magic. So what's the difference between them? The difference is that when a person, through sorcery, a person will never be medaktik me'achuz. We'll say that next year, it's not going to rain at all. and a little bit of rain will taka fall down. It will taka be a massive drought, but a little rain will come down. To get down to the minutest detail, they'll never be able to do it me'achuz, 100%. Nevuah, if there's a single prat that's missing, we'll kill him. We'll kill him, he's a Navi Sheker, because there's no, it's all from the Rebbeinu Shalom. And obviously, if the Rebbeinu Shalom can do whatever he wants, so kokama that it's not 100% perfect, then in a Hanami, we presume that he's a Navi Sheker. So that's really somebody that's murdered. What was the taina on Shaul? Shaul wasn't medaktik me'achuz. Shmuel told him to wipe out everybody. And he left over. He didn't wipe out Agag. He had a cheshbin. He didn't wipe out all the behemoths. He had a cheshbin. He wasn't medaktik. He wasn't meticulous with every last prat in the tzivui. That's similar to a kreisim. A kreisim, it's not medaktik down to the last prat. Not everything is going to be perfect. It's not 100%. So that's one nekuda, I think, that has to do with when a person realizes the chashivas of every single diktuk halacha, every single prat of a mitzvah. Does the Kadosh Baruch Hu really care? Does the Rebbeinu Shem really care if I'm medaktik, if I'm not medaktik? It's interesting. We just saw now that somebody that's medaktik in Kriya Shema, it's not ma'akiv, and he's yotzei Kriya Shema even without it. What's the schar? Mitzana legehenim. Because, mida kenege mida, he's mechamim atzmai, says the Prima Gaon, the Memele mitzanin, the choyim of the gehenim, kenege that. It's mamash is kenege da asher korcho. Your shamayim is to be medaktik with every nikudo, even if it's not makiv. What Rebbeinu Shlom wants lechatchila, that's what you should do. Memele korcho is to be makari your shamayim. When a person is mechamim himself and he goes and he's mechamim himself with your shamayim, then it's makari in echanami gehenim. If a person is makari himself, then it's mechamim gehenim. If a person is mechamim himself, it's makari gehenim. It works hand in hand. So the first nikudo is that being medaktik in everything is choshev. In Yiddishkeit, there's nothing which is not choshev. And to appreciate everything, every word of Torah, everything, like we said, a person realizes the chashivas of every word of Torah. So he'll never shterzach from taking 2 minutes to say kapitel tillim, to learn bimavir sedra for a minute. He has a minute, so open it up. Why not open it up? What are we going to do? I'm going to bimavir sedra anyhow. I didn't understand the targum, so like, what did I have already? There's no such thing. There's nothing which is not choshev. Every diktuk, what's the difference if I say vahavto or if I say vahavto? Either way, I'm going to be yotzei. It doesn't make it so much of a difference. I should be medaktik in every shvano and shvanoch. It's not makiv anyhow. What's the difference? The whole apachas in Echanami, we're not picking even diktuk, but the whole apachas like the Arachashon says, to be medaktik in what you could. In Kriyashma, there's any to be medaktik, and the schar is tremendous. Chazal tells the schar is tremendous. That's the first nekuda. The second nekuda is, I think that there's an aspect of Leitzonis that does apply to all of us. What is Leitzonis? Leitzonis is that you don't give something the proper chashivas. It's not really, it's not so serious, it doesn't really, they don't really mean that. And that's something which is negeah, I think, to Divrei Chazal and to Divrei Chachamim, even Mizmanenu. When you get to Divrei Chazal, we'll give a mashal. Chazal say somebody is koyes ki lo ivir vedezar, yi be'inov ki lo ivir vedezar, hayem emel esay kach, mach lem esay kach, hachem emel lich lo ivir vedezar. Mor says in Shabbos kofay. It's really so bad. Chazal didn't really mean that it's like being everywhere with the Zohar. It's really not so bad. It's really, I would never be everywhere with the Zohar. But it would be great. So to say, so what did Chazal mean? We have to understand what Chazal meant. But before we even write off what Chazal meant, that is kilo, obviously they didn't really mean it. So first of all, to appreciate what Chazal meant, to have a pshat. But when Chazal said something, to take it at face value. When Chazal said something, Chazal was serious. They weren't giving melitzas. They weren't giving like when they said something, they really meant it. If we appreciate a mimer of Chazal and we give it the proper chashivas, and it'll definitely change us, and we'll relate to in Yoni Yerushamayim, in other words, Ruchnius, in a much more serious way. I think many people came over to tell me that now that they're being medaktik in the halacha and we're learning halachas of Kriya Shema, that their whole Shema is different. The Shema is different. Their Berachas Kriya Shema is different. It's you start being medaktik. That's the best muster. Right? That's what Yisrael Salanter says in Igeres HaMuster. The first step in if a person wants to, has an issue with any certain midah or any certain avir or chulu, he says the best muster at the first step is to learn halachas. Person learns halachas. He sees the inin. He sees the chashivas. He knows what they are. All of a sudden, it takes on a whole different light. It takes on a whole different chashivas. There's another aspect, and that is that a person should be careful, specifically with chachmeinu zal. Another Chachmenu Zal in past generations, and Chachmenu in that are alive, Yibad L'chaim Tevim Arukim. And even if there are Talmid Chachamim that say one way that's maybe different than the way that your Rav says, your Godol says, v'chulu, chas v'chalilo, never to make light of it. Not to make leitzanus of it, and not to make light of it, and not to, in a chanam there's machlekes, but that has nothing to do with us. That's the machlekes between the gedolim. That's the nevi, lo me'echnes reishi ben ahorim, not to stick our heads inside, never to make, there's people that say, this is their mahalach, and everybody that doesn't do the mahalach, so then it doesn't make a difference if the other people are coming from Adam Gadol. That Adam Gadol is not, he's not a gadol on ours. He's not, I heard once that there was terrible redifus in Klal Yisrael, and they asked the Shelas Chalorim, and they asked why it's happening. Rav Shimshon Master Poli, I think he asked the Shelas Chalorim, and they said it's because of the machlekes that was between the Yaivitz and Yaakov Emden and Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz. Says that it wasn't, the machlekes wasn't between the machlekes that was between them, that was totally l'shem Shemayim. And Mimela, there was no issue. That's like any machlekes that there is between Beishamai Beithilo, that's Hashem Shamayim. The issue was everybody around them. Everybody around them, all the people that are on the side of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the side of Yonatan Eibshitz, and the Mimela, you start wiping the floors with other people, and your Rav is not of this, and this is this and this. Who are you? You have any, you don't come to the toes. You don't have, so you disagree. Why do you disagree? Kilo, as if you're there, you want to disagree? You have any idea? I was not talking to, leave it out. Better off without it. No, the person just has to realize that the Atamar Chacham, and it's this Nekuda of Asher Karcha, a person that is not careful with this, then it's just like Amalek, and he's going to get Nechve, Chas v'chalilo, because he's Zohar b'gachalt, and that's what it says in Perkei Avos. The person has to be very careful with Tamid HaChachamim. It could be that he's taken not from your Chug, and he's not from, and he's different, and he's a whole Mahalach HaChaim is different than you. But he's the Adam Gadol Admair, Chas v'chalilo, not to ever make leicht of it. The person is somebody told me once that his father took him to get fahered by Ramosha for smicho, and Ramosha asked him, "How many times did you learn the halachas in Yeridea with the prima gadim, shachantaz prima gadim?" So he told him, "I did the shachantaz 4 or 5 times, and the ikar prima gadim I did." Ramosha told him, "This I heard firsthand from the person that was told by Ramosha." Ramosha told him, "I went through the shachantaz and the prima gadim in Yeridea 400 times. 400 times. I've heard afterwards 600 times that I didn't hear firsthand. This I heard from the first in the account. Somebody was fahered by Ramosha." So, an Adam Gadol, whether you disagree with him or agree with him, I'm not talking about Ramosha, to appreciate it, even in a sugya, how many times did you learn it? You learned it once, you learned it twice. What's pshat? What does the Pnei Shua mean? The Pnei Shua probably went through Shas a few times more than you did. So just to appreciate it first, not that we can't have a mahalach, not that we can't just appreciate what an Adam Gadol is. The gedolim that we had in the past and the gedolim that we have now, Baruch Hashem, it's not a Dor Yosem Baruch Hashem. We have gedolim and there's gedolim from all the chugim. To appreciate them, there's so much to gain from everybody, and everybody should take the milas from all the different chugim instead of looking for the chesreinus. And as I heard once from an Adam Gadol, that the people that are really matzliach and avodas Hashem is the ones that look around and take the milas from each of the other chugim. You look around and you say, yeah, they're mischazik in Avos Habriyos, and they have a special nekuda of chesed, and they have a special nekuda of varmkeit in tefillah. Take the milas of each one. Don't look around looking for the chesreinus. Take the milas of each one, and that's the way to be matzliach. That's the real mechias amalek, and we should be zeiche to a chodesh makifim by Yeshua's b'karav mamish.